People ask me, do you miss Abaya Giri? And I say, no, actually. I forget you exist most of the time, to be honest. And when people say, do you miss Ajahn Pasno? You know, you were together for so long. And I say, no, when we're together, I'm happy to spend time with him, and we have a great time catching up, and we enjoy each other's company. But if he's not around, nothing is missing. And for some people, that feels really hard-hearted or callous or sociopathic. But it doesn't feel that way to me, really. And that, you know, the fact that, you know, to be honest, June the 1st passed by last week, and I totally forgot that it was Abaya Giri's 25th anniversary. The birthday went by, and it was didn't even cross my mind. June the 1st on the calendar. So not whether you find that refreshing or depressing that I completely forgot you. Personally, I take that as quite a good sign that I'm not so attached to the place that June the 1st is, you know, the anniversary day is sort of inked and sort of underlined three times in red, but just no, it passed by just an ordinary day at Amravati. And then it was Ajahn Kachana saying, oh, Abaya Giri has got this 25th anniversary event. He's got 9 days of teachings. Did you know about that? And I said, no, I didn't actually. So, what are they doing? And I thought, oh my goodness, it's right, 25 years. It's June the 1st. Wow, that was a few days ago. And so I feel that sense of non-ownership is that's one of the characteristics of Nibbana, Akinchanam Anadanam. When the Buddha said there is an island, it is a place of no thingness, it's a place of non-possession. Anadanam is non-ownership. I feel that's a place of peace, of not owning our living places, our relationships, our faculties, our ability to see and hear and even to think. If we establish that attitude of non-owning, then when it's around, we're quite happy for it to be there. And if it's gone, there's nothing missing. So that I feel that that sense of not missing you. Again, you might feel, oh, Ajahn, don't you miss me? Sometimes people will ask that, did you miss me, Ajahn? And if I say, no, actually, I didn't. The people can be offended, but I mean that in a good way. It's like I'm not carrying people around, and or people will say, "Oh, I bet you're really happy." Lumpur Sumedho is back living in Amaravati. I said, "Well, I'm very happy for him to be here." So, did you miss him when he was in Thailand? No. And that again, people will think, "How can you not miss Lumpur Sumedho?" It's like, well, in exactly the same way, if he's here, I delight in his presence, but I'm not kind of counting the days that I can go and chat with him again, or I'm not fearing the day that he's going to die. It's like when he's around and when we're together, that's delightful and wonderful. But when the day comes that he dies or I die or there's another separation, that's the way it is. As he says over and over and over again, it's this way. It's like this.